We're in Siman Tav Samach Beis, Din Mei Peros Im Machmitzen, Sif Aleph. Mei Peros Belo Maim Im Machmitzen Klal. Fruit juice, without any water whatsoever, will not make something chametz at all. U'mutar Lechol B'Pesach Matzah Shani Losha B'Mei Peros Afilu Shasa Kol Hayom. And you're allowed to eat on Pesach Matzah, which was made with fruit juice, even if it sat the entire day before you baked it. The same thing is true, the Mishnah Berurah says, for honey or milk or any other liquids besides water. But you don't fulfill your mitzvah of matzah at night if you eat from such matzah the first night of Pesach, because that is matzah ashira, ukraksiv lechamoni, and the pasuk says you have to eat lechamoni instead. Siv beis mei peros im mayim, if you have fruit juice with water, imaharim lahachmetz yosu misharisa, that has the opposite effect, and it causes the dough to become chametz much quicker than stam dough with water. Helkach ein lalash behem, therefore you should not knead dough with a mixture of mei peros and water. V'im lash behem yef emiyad, and if you do knead it, then you should bake it immediately. The Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't matter how much mei peros is in there or how much water is in there. If you have any amount of mei peros mixed with water, it causes it to become chametz faster, meaning even less than the 18 minutes that we say exists by water. And therefore, if you did need it, you would need to bake it immediately. And if you leave any amount of time whatsoever before baking it, the Mishnah Berurah says, it is asar ba'achila, even if it didn't hit 18 minutes. The Achronim also say that even though we paskin that if you bake it immediately, you're allowed to eat that matzah, still you're not yotzei your obligation the first night of Pesach if you eat that, because as long as there's any mei peros in it, even a little bit, if you can tell that there's mei peros in it, that's called matzah ashira, and you can't fulfill it. And furthermore, even if you knead with water and then you add mei peros just to top it off a little bit and bake it, that's also, or you smear mei peros on the top of the dough, that's also you're not going to fulfill your mitzvah with that, because it's no longer called lechamoni, it's matzah ashira, which you don't fulfill the mitzvah with.